Thank you. Mike Groney, 3217 West 9th. Yes, I do live in North Platte. And I drive to Lincoln and I drive everywhere. But I've lived here long enough and I've watched the economic development and the arguments. I've been involved in many of them with Mr. Bacon and Mr. Jacobson. Mike and I still remain friends. On the Platte, I've never seen anything like it. It's aligned in the stars. We have an opportunity here to build a agriculture-related industry with high-paying jobs that fits North Platte. The size of it fits North Platte. I travel. I spend the last 35 years, I've spent a lot of nights in hotels in Dodge City, Kansas, Garden City, Kansas, Fort Morgan, Colorado, and Greeley. But it's different here. They are similar to us. They are a one-industry town. They are a packing plant. Same with Lexington. An opportunity here to bring in an industry that makes this a two-industry town. Other towns would love that. Would absolutely love that. Two high-paying industries in your community brings families to the community. People in North and Lincoln asked me, how can Lincoln County be losing populations? Why? Those are subsidiary jobs. A family needs an anchor job, and then the second income works in the hotel, the restaurant, and the entertainment industry. This fixes that. That fixes the labor shortage that we have in this community because we'll have two income families. Two high-income middle-class families. It solves a lot of problems. TIF, you know my position on TIF. I've always, before I started any testimony, I've always said I am pro-TIF. I am against the misuse of TIF. I have never seen a better project that fits tax increment financing in this community. Never. You have an area that's been in town for 60 years. It is blighted. A sewer lagoon is blighted. It is substandard because of the elevation. That's why they have to raise it. You have and it fits that one thing we always hear about in TIF is the old rule. Will they build it without TIF? I don't think this project is feasible without being on that location. With the already truck bypass, somebody was thinking of future when they did the 12th Street bypass, with the interstate, with the sewage right there, it's amazing. Everything lines up. If they had to start from scratch and go through environment studies to build a lagoon, to build road to it, I don't think this project would be feasible on any other location in the area. Financially feasible. It fits. Smell, as I've said, I've stayed in Dodge City. My family, my mother's side, from Schuyler, Nebraska, packing plant. I drive by that packing plant all the time, and I don't even notice it. I don't smell it. I don't smell it in Dodge City. And I do smell, not personally. But, and I will tell you this, I grew up on a pig farm, and with neighbors, my kids that grew up, we were also cattle farmers, and we used to argue what smelled wrong more. I was wrong. When I moved away from a pig farm, cattle smell a lot better. But anyway, this is amazing also. This is Western Nebraska residents coming forward with this. Greg Wilkie made a good point. If this was JPS, the Brazilian company, Gary Person wouldn't have no hair left. They would be demanding that the city did the Golden Road. They would be demanding that the city paid for the sewage link. They would be demanding. These investors are good citizens. They're going to foot the bill for the infrastructure that sometimes is bargained in the deal. You're going to do it. I heard there's no room for expansion. That is good. That will hold them to 1,500 head kill and 800 and some employees that were not overwhelmed. Back to TIF. I watched as economic development, trying to keep the HVAC companies and the carpenters and contractors in business, TIFing homes. For who? TIFing housing to keep them viable in a town that wasn't growing. We don't need to do that anymore because now you're going to have anchor jobs and houses will be built. We have empty classrooms. We don't have to build new schools. And it is regional. I understand the Walmart distribution center. There's people drive from Oberlin, Kansas for that job. There will be people drive in small communities, small around here, with acreages and small farms who will work there. It won't just be North Platte. The high pay scale, working during the day, we've all heard it. It will bring families to town and workers that have assimilated into America. The kids will have been here. You might get a second generation, probably packing plant employees that went to school in Lexington because they want to work days and they want to work for the high pay. It fits. It fits. I admire the investors because they're sticking their neck out. And if you know anything about ranchers, they keep to themselves. There's two things you never ask a rancher: how many acres he has and how many cattle he has, or you will be off his place in a hurry. So when they come bring their business in front of you for this community, that is something you do not see them do very often. They're going to help this community. It's going to help themselves. I would like to see this finalized. I mean, get it done as quick as possible because there is something in the background here that I'm working on in Lincoln. Hopefully Director Wellman will help me. There's $1 billion of money floating around from the COVID ARPA, American Rescue Plan Act. I've asked the governor, budget office, I'm working with the Appropriations Committee. I'm thinking big, $75 million for the plant. What it's for, that money is for exactly this. Businesses that are distressed, no agricultural business besides than beef has been bottlenecked and hurt because of the supply chain. You can use it for water projects, sewage projects. We've got part of this project is it. But it's got to be shovel ready. When we as a legislature vote on what the governor, it has to be shovel ready. The money has to be spent or dedicated or a bill presented to them by 2015. Plant in rural Nebraska that fits, no project that fits infrastructure and buildings and in this project. It fits. But if we can show the governor, it's shovel ready. When we start meeting in early January, I've got a good feeling we could bring some extra revenue into it. Because the way I understand it, the investors have come up with theirs based on what, $275 million? The pendulum has swung to the lenders' side of the ball field, where they can put more demands on and put more stress on the project with their demands for the financing. If we could get some help, but we need to have the security to know it's shovel ready. We're just ready to go. So thank you. I'd appreciate your approval of it. I understand. I've been there.
Can you clarify that date? Is it 2015?
Did I?
Yes.
No, I'm a little late.
About 6 years passed.
2025.
25? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. And I hope we all can prosper. It's going to be an amazing thing for North Platte, along with the rail park. You throw in a third anchor, and this community is going places. That's all I hear. I'm getting phone calls from Kansas, Colorado, from politicians. Said, well, how are you doing this? How are you building a plant like that? How did you get this off the ground? I said, I didn't do anything. I'll take the credit. But the stars have lined up on this. These are local people who are going to stick their neck out, and they're not going to harm this community. They want it to succeed also. Thank you.
Thank you.